TNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. Your home for the morning after and TMA all day. Stream us live at youtube.com/TMASTL and at TMASTL.com.
Doug, you wanted it, you got it.
On time.
Alexis, thank you for a pleasant southern day. Spent on the levee, throwing pennies in the bay. And talking about the rich folks on the big boats that pass that way. You were just a young girl, and I could just couldn't stay.
So good, Doug.
Alexis, I can't remember how we met back then.
I took my earbuds out. I'm just listening to Iggy, just the vocal track.
I'm on the road again. Not really poor. Had money just not to spend. You were just a young girl, and I was in need of a friend. Well, Alexis always used to talk about saving your hometown, heading for the south. Maybe down to New Orleans, and you wanted me to help you out. You were just a young girl, and I was just a boy. Had my doubts.
Look, it's just so, it's soothing, I think, is what I'm
and refreshing.
I was waiting for the guitar, but you got another verse if you want.
Who is this? Don't play that air guitar. Don't do the air guitar, because you can't play the guitar yourself. If you could play yourself, I'd say, okay, you're practicing.
Right.
But you're not practicing.
But I did not dare. You were just a young girl, and I couldn't pay your fare. Alexis always used to talk about leaving your hometown, heading on the south.
Guitar's coming up here, Doug.
Doug, you wanted the guitar, so we're going to go ahead and get it.
Yeah, I was desperate for it.
Maybe down to New Orleans, and you wanted me to help you out. But you were just a young girl, and I was just a boy. My doubts.
Hit it.
Tim, please lead into Balloon Party with Iggy singing, please. Thank you. The 636.
Crank that guitar.
Doug, crank it.
Not from the mic.
Ken's like Hoosier sea urchin version, only Anthony Bourdain. Word garbles folk songs no one is familiar with. Knows mail order Nova Scotia beat saleswoman. And now Mesvin, the Bermudian buffet chef out of Bombay.
Folk song?
He's not a buffet chef either. He's a pastry chef.
No, I'm not. I don't know for sure, because I know Tommy Bolin, I believe, was a guitarist on that song. It was James Gang, by the way. But then Joe Walsh was part of James Gang before he started his own band and then joined the Eagles. So I don't know if James Bolin was before or after.
What difference does it make?
Anyway, that was James, the late, great James Bolin on guitar for
with
Tommy,
a folk song.
Tommy Bolin.
He and Joan Baez were doing a lot of folk.
No, Tommy Bolin is hardly a good folk guitarist.
Sounds like it to me and to the audience.
Tommy Bolin is one of the great guitarists of all time.
Guys, that's the song Marty and I heard playing in the shuttle from the Metrolink to the Sharkle House this morning.
I doubt
for
that.
Flapjack potluck dinner for the Working Women's Survival Showcase Banquet. It's from Vishnu and Randy Character.
Oh, okay.
First of all, the subway doesn't have music playing. Gunshots, but no music.
And there's no subway directly to the Charcoal House.
Yes, the Metrolink has no music. And Charcoal House has a piano player, I believe.
So how do you even get there if there's no subway? Not that easy to get around St. Louis.
There are some bus stops around that area.
I'm offended that you actually would call that folk music.
It sounded like folk music.
My favorite what?
Folk music.
Folk music would be like Arlo Guthrie.
Right. That's what this was.
Tommy Bolin is hardly Arlo Guthrie.
I don't know. Sounded a lot like it.
What's your beef with Arlo?
You can get anything you want at Alice's restaurant, excepting Alice.
I like folk music.
Thanksgiving tradition.
Bob Dylan, is that supposed to...
No, that was a very bad Arlo Guthrie imitation.
Bob Dylan was the worst singer I've ever heard, frankly.
I love Bob Dylan.
Horrendous
singer.
He came at a right time until, you know...
I mean,
to the point where you think it's somebody making fun of a singer is so bad.
I had, you know, back in the day on my Facebook page, I did my top 10 guitarists of all time, top 10 male singers, female singers, whatever.
Right, of course.
Barstool released their top 10 male vocalists of all time.
Yeah.
I think yesterday, the day before. They had Bob Dylan number 10.
Oh, Lord. He's horrendous.
He's awful.
Did you DM Riggs about
horrendous.
It?
Bob Dylan's not awful.
He is awful. Laughably bad.
And I think it was the No Laying Up guys that did that poll. I should have probably said that. You don't have Kisner in the top 10?
No Laying Up is separate from Barstool. You're thinking of the Foreplay pod guys.
Well, maybe it was the Foreplay. Because it was
That's Riggs, who you're sideways with.
It was, well, he doesn't even know me, so.
Well, his fascination with Kevin Kisner strictly because Kisner plays the game on Barstool.
So you are of Iggy's mindset on this too, Plowhawk.
100%. Like. Kisner didn't deserve to be on that team. Plain and simple.
No, it's, well, they said hi to him one time, and then it became friends, and now it's all Kisner.
Yeah,
and it's
and really I'm 100%.
Tiger patted him on the butt one time and said hi to him, and then they all got boners.
It's beyond boners. They finish immediately.
Oh, come on. Don't take it to that level.
I like it. I deep-teased Raby's audio postcard.
Oh, I got to open that up.
And then the kitten, Unicorn, sent in a story, Doug.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
She emailed it to me.
May get him on the patio this summer. You never know.
Her and her boyfriend. She's not married, but she has a gentleman lover. That's gentleman fine. Caller? Gentleman caller?
Caller, I think.
As long as he's cool.
Suitor.
That makes the whole thing.
So if he's not cool, why would they come to the patio?
Well, maybe I want him to be sure of what they want to do.
Mm.
It could just be drinks. I don't care. I don't have to have sex with people to come on the patio.
Well, but you'd like to.
If not, we just have cocktails and maybe an appetizer to sit and BS.
Loved seeing the unicorn mixed in with all of the balloons from the sales staff. That was awesome. Thought I would share another story with you from the same weekend. I can tell it live if you want, but I loved hearing you read the last one like a Dear Deidre letter. I think it would be even better to hear Jackson read it, LOL. The second night of the trip to Ohio, I had my first experience with candle wax. Remember how I mentioned the fetish room before? There is a bed hanging from the ceiling that swings. There is also a sex swing hanging in one corner of the room. The door locks, but there is a window with curtains that can be opened so others can watch. I lay naked on the bed, nervous with anticipation. Wax was slowly drizzled across my nipple, stomach, and places even more sensitive. Warm wax poured on bare skin is an amazing sensation, and I highly recommend it. I would like to offer a few words of caution. The most important piece of information I can share with you is to use freshly lit candles. I have been on the receiving end of a gallon of wax from a candle that had been burning for hours, and believe me, you do not want wax that hot on your most sensitive areas. That comes from the unicorn.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not real again.
No, none of it's ever real.
She actually just turned to a guy.
She's real. I don't know about the story, but...
Do you do any candle play in Maryland Heights at the apartment complex?
I don't think I've ever had candle dripped on wax dripped on me, and I don't believe I've ever dripped it on anybody else. I don't think candle wax has ever come into play, and that's
a big statement.
Especially when you've had 500, you would think at some point candle wax would have to come into play. I don't believe so. I could be wrong. Like I said, I don't remember.
Well, you were there.
The
you would know
with.
If anyone. You would be the guy.
Yeah, but I don't remember. Again, yesterday, I just remembered a girl. I remembered a girl that I didn't remember I dated her, Debbie Zert. That name came up. Yeah, I said, I forgot about her. I don't know. I was talking to somebody from high school and said, remember Debbie Zert? I dated her.
I know it was Gail Volva.
I never dated Gail. It was Chris Bird. You all right? Yeah, but names just come out of the blue that I remember. And
why wouldn't Volva have anything to do with you?
Well, she dated Chris all through high school.
You the time of day.
Nobody had a chance with her. Her sister was good friends with my sister. I remember she came over to the house one day. Gail Hulva, or Gail, I keep calling her Volva. It's, God, yeah. Hulva.
Oh, that's right.
Mulva.
Her sister was in my sister's grade, and she came over for dinner one night. Uh-huh. I can't believe my dad said this, because my dad was maybe the most open-minded person I knew. And she wore a halter.
Remember that halter top Volva wore?
I don't.
Remember the halter tops? If they're really loose, you could like see through the side of it. Because it would kind of like come up a little bit, and you could basically just see right through the side of it. And she wore a halter to dinner, and my dad told my sister, he goes, she's not coming to dinner with that. Tell her to change.
Oh.
I told my dad, what the hell?
Well, he had standards.
My mom probably said,
dress code.
My mom probably said, tell her to change. But yeah, she came to dinner, and she was just as hot as her sister. I just thought I'd tell the story.
It was a
Brian and Breezy
story.
Point. What's up, Brian?
It's a nice story.
I can't remember Gail's sister's name.
Those of you interested, we have a Chris Raby audio postcard. Mark Hanna, Design Air Heating and Cooling, email of the day. Then coming up on Balloon Party, Dan McLaughlin will join me on 101 ESPN.
Dan, that's a time.
You want me to say that? Make sure
Iggy wanted to say hi. I haven't talked to him.
Has Larry left his mic drop yet, Jackson?
I haven't gotten a notification about it.
They now set it up so you can do the mic drop feature on the 101 ESPN app.
Yeah.
So if you want to get yourself on 101 ESPN with a take, maybe I could see Dotem leaving a story.
Oh, yes, please.
You're going to have to drive to Alton to download that app for Larry in order for that to happen.
I think he's got it downloaded. I'll text him right now.
See what take he wants to get worked up about. But ladies and gentlemen, he prepared it. Chris Raby with an audio postcard.
Pop me down, Plazzy.
Previously on SGO Ken, Kingmaker.
Iggy, is SGO Angel Julia on the line?
No, we called and got no answer. So. Don't do this for anything.
You can call her 100 times. She's
Jackson,
not going to pick it up.
This is our last chance, Jackson.
She's sound asleep.
Call and see if he picks up. If he doesn't, then we're done.
This is it.
If he picks up, fine. If he doesn't,
he won't pick up.
He's talking to somebody.
Jackson is?
He's talking to Kai.
This is happening, Doug.
We saw Kai's, this is Iggy. We saw Kai's, so you guys, I saw some of the video last night. You guys were out clubbing and it looked fun.
Yeah.
Nice question.
Now I have to ask Julia, because I'm kind of confused. Are you,
yeah.
Are you, do you go by Juju Baby as well? Now let's get into this, because when I was talking to Kai yesterday, I said we want to promote her OnlyFans, promote the SGO Angels and promote the OnlyFans, because I think she's going to get off of there because some pictures were sent to somebody. But then I saw a post from you this morning. I saw a post from you this morning that said, yeah, I'm a little surprised because I tweeted out you were going to be on, and I only picked up 14 followers for you on Twitter. I'm a little pissed off about that. So let me ask you, you need to, and I said this morning while you guys were either still asleep or just coming home when our show started, that now you know you're sitting laying there right next to Kai. This guy's got, you need to ride his coattails. I think you guys need to pump up the SGO Angels more with Kai's account, and you guys need to do more content with him. Yeah, he had a good editor too. I saw him working on some of your jet skiing stuff the other day. Yeah, I can't tell you how many DMs and texts I got yesterday saying, Kai hasn't been live all day. What's going on?
No way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. Once you come on the show, you become a star. You're already a star, but you become a bigger star once you get on the show. But you have so many listeners now that are interested in what you do. And so, but I think you guys know what you're doing. But I think, you know, to get really popular, tie yourself into Kai.
Yeah.
So what's on the agenda today? Back to Ben. So Julie, what do you want to do with the OnlyFans account? Is it something you're going to try and build up, or go into something else? What is it? There's a lot of clubs in Miami. A lot of things you could do to get yourself out there. I mean, there's a lot of rich dudes out there too. Kai, you giving her any advice?
Yeah, I'm pretty much helping.
Yeah, you can. I mean, if they're paying for it, I guess they have the content of it, even though it's your content. What are you charging a month, Julie, if you don't mind me asking? Do you have the capability on OnlyFans? I think you can. I think you do, because I think...
What is that? What do you mean?
Sheree DeVille. That's what you start doing. Do some live shows and just chat with your followers and take requests and tips and things like that. Start an Amazon account, Amazon wishlist account, things like that.
Yeah,
Angel Julia, where can our listeners see you? I'm sure they would love to see pictures of you. Where can they follow you on the social media?
Well,
they have two Instagrams. One is Julia, period, like the dot, Reinert, REINERTT. And then also I have the Juju Baby account, which is just Juju Baby _.
Quite a few U's in there, though, isn't there? Isn't it like more than one U? It's not like J-U-J-U, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's two U's, like Juju, J-U-J-U-U.
So Doug, the first one,
there's still two U's.
So it's typical spelling.
Yeah, it's three U's in total.
Three U's total.
Oh, the usual spelling of Juju. Yeah.
That was SGO Kai and SGO Angel Julia, and as you said, it is the traditional spelling of Juju Baby. J-U-J-U-U.
Yeah.
B-A-B-Y, and there may or may not be an underscore, so that is the traditional spelling.
Actually, I got a homie right now using my shower, the avid golfer.
Better place than the place I'm living. How far is heaven?
We actually did that interview. Let it run ever. And the girl, half sound asleep, couldn't have known who she was talking to, and you're just spitting advice.
Juju, like, baby.
Like some veteran agent.
Well, let me tell listeners who just heard that maybe for the first time, a lot of editing in there. I mean, it wasn't a good interview. But there wasn't that much dead air.
You think Chris Ravey misrepresented what really happened?
Yes. I mean, no, it wasn't
serious charge.
It wasn't a bad interview. It wasn't a good interview. But all he did was take my questions and and kept looping that in there. It only happened once. So there was a lot of editing in
Why
there.
Why were we interviewing her anyway?
Yeah, I thought, sometimes you hit and miss, Doug.
Well, who the hell was it?
That was Kai's friend. She's moved to California. I think she wants to get into porn.
She did say, period, like the dot.
Yeah, that's when you know.
Which is one of the greatest sentences ever uttered on this radio.
Well, look, they weren't.
Get a T-shirt or maybe a hoodie that says, period, like the dot.
They weren't waking up to go to a
As
Mensa
if we were
meeting.
Confused.
So,
no.
You know, that wasn't happening, but.
And he is such a big star that any friend of his is worthy of an interview. Is that the deal?
Yeah, you know us. We just put anybody on the air.
That's true.
Clearly. Clearly, that is the case.
Okay, I gave Ravi a postcard, a double postcard. I think it was part two.
The SGO thing is still the creepiest thing on this show in its history. I mean, dear God, Iggy, it makes my skin crawl. That's from the Little Dutch Boy.
Why is that?
A Little Dutch Boy, yeah, the action's back on.
Look,
you were kind of hitting on high school kids in Miami somewhere.
I'm hitting on them. First of all, I'm not gay. Why would I be hitting on
them? Why else were you involved with them?
I told you. I was just going through one day on my phone, and these videos pop up. And video, this kid was sitting at a pool with a couple of girls in the background, and I just clicked on the video, and he just brought me on.
She has one follower?
And he brought me on.
Probably
we started talking.
I said, this guy's, TikTok account.
Guy's pretty cool. Just hanging out at the pool and hanging out with a couple of broads, And we just kind of hit it off, and somebody said, it's not...
You never got down there to see him in person, though, did you?
No, when I get to Miami, I guarantee you we'll hang out. I
guarantee you.
Doug, is it putty shading, or is
putty.
It...
Putty.
Putty.
He says these Ravy postcards are brutal to sit through.
No, they're kind of funny, but there's...
And then the very next comment in the YouTube chat is from Craig. Anybody know Craig?
He was in here fixing YouTube.
That's right. And he says these Ravy postcards are wonderful. Which one is it? Do you agree with?
Well,
is it putty jeans?
Putty.
Or Craig?
It's like silly putty. You remember silly putty? You old enough to have played with silly putty?
No, but I like to play with my slinky.
Had a nice smell.
Oh gosh!
Nice smell
start him.
I like the smell of silly putty.
I did too. Yeah, it was fun.
What's it smell like, boy?
It's hard to describe.
Gasoline and rubber.
Nice.
Yeah, I guess.
That reminds me, Mark Hanna is on hold.
Oh,
Mark Hanna of Evergreen Wealth Strategies, 314-889-0503, or go online at evergreenstl.com. Good morning, Mark.
I don't have him on air.
He's Mike, line three.
Oh, no, get Craig back in here.
Yo, I don't know if there's a...
There's nurse Doug. Have you seen my nurse?
I haven't seen a nurse.
Yeah, my phone lines.
Did
are...
we get a technician?
Nurse,
he's on line three.
No,
line
I'm nurse. Telling you, I can't.
Doug,
put
I'm telling you, my nurse is not
lines.
In today.
I'm looking at it right now. It's not flashing.
Yeah, there's nothing on here.
Has anybody seen my nurse?
Jackson hasn't patched it through.
Can you click line three and see if something pops up?
I already did.
I'm watching him click like the Dickens CLTD. Pockets, well, be honest, you were pleasuring yourself watching Instagram. That's from Harrison's brother Master.
No, but there are some that he does bring on out of the blue, and they do are laying on the couch naked.
Let me call Mark again. Pat me down.
If SGO Kai asked, would Iggy have an MMF with him? Thanks. That's from Eric, and he's in the Central West End.
Oh, without a doubt.
Doug, that's been established.
Because there's no, every girl that is part of his group is gorgeous. Mm. The SGO Angels, as they're called. 94 Fatso's been hanging. I think 94 Fatso might have moved into the mansion.
Oh, gosh. Whose mansion? One of their dads?
No, they rent it. There's like eight of them that live there, though.
I bet the neighbors love that. Bet they love
that. You spent your life making a bunch of money to be able to live in South Florida, and then SGO Kai moves next door to you with 94 Fatso.
Eight of his drugged out friends.
Video shoots going on. Star. People skateboarding in the backyard.
Hey, Rocchio's in the chat.
Yeah.
That was essentially verbatim.
I know, Jackson, I was going to do the talk back, but it might have went over there. I don't, like, nothing is working on the phone.
Has anybody seen my nurse?
Craig?
I'm not a complete moron here, but our phone lines are...
Did you turn it off and then turn it back on?
Well, these, I don't know if you can actually turn
them
on.
I don't know that you could.
For real, though.
Hey, here comes Craig.
Here comes Craig.
I just said it's Craig out there.
I feel so bad for Craig.
Well,
because that means now he's going to be on YouTube, and we know what that means. 353
well,
people.
What do you got there, Craig?
Mark Hanna's in the chat, and he said, fire this producer. Oh, Mark Hanna said that. The sponsor.
I don't mind that.
Throw your two-part questions on the YouTube channel, and Mark can just answer them while you're...
They got no patience for us anymore.
I think it's a construction going on.
It's a construction?
Well, probably not. I really feel
Doug,
for Craig
sliding
here.
Behind you now. You can watch it on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
You just feel for this guy. He has way more important things to do than this. And I feel for him. Sorry, Mark Hanna. I assure you.
But
this
1 minute after saying we have problems, Craig was in here.
Mark Hanna says this operation needs a fifth producer.
I think I'm with Mark.
We're short.
I think we can get that done.
We've been caught shorthanded.
When I talked to Tommy, he said this show needs more people.
Yep, that's what he said.
Well, Craig has become our fourth producer.
Then Joe Schoenwetter was in here.
Yeah, Joe will be our fifth.
Yep, there it is. Okay, good.
So much monetary value with Craig and Joe. You know they're seeing the return on their investment here.
Yeah.
The amount of work they're putting in.
I'm going to grab a cup of coffee.
Yep. Girls, practice is on for today. The water pipe is still being replaced in the family bathroom, so let your stepdads know to use the bathroom at home or at the QT up the street. Please wear your road jerseys for practice to prepare for West Plains. Thanks. It's Coach Jason.
Oh, he's got the wrong email again. Oh. He's sending out emails to tell everyone practice is.
Important information.
We're getting it instead.
About youth.
Youth soccer.
Boots likes any attention he can get, even if he is getting his sad life shown to the world. That's from Starfish Street.
Okay.
Ah! Moved my phone.
I don't know that anybody, maybe other than Rich Gould, right in the middle of a radio show could just say, I'm going to go get coffee and just get up and walk out. We're on the air. Who does that?
I mean, that's a boss move.
Unapologetically.
Courtney Landrum down the hall at 106.5 The Arch is quite envious of Iggy's ability to just get up and leave.
Come and go policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess maybe he had that in his contract.
Just wait.
I think it wasn't his deal.
I come and go as I please. Okay.
Can you imagine the wordage in Iggy's contract that he's able to get up?
Come and go as I please.
I wonder how many stations you geniuses will need to inhabit to finally realize that it is actually the producing staff's fault, not the state-of-the-art equipment that Hubbard has provided. That's from Dogtown Ty.
That could be Ty.
Yeah, we probably have to look inward.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that completely.
This is a weird one. I don't get what's wrong with it.
I would say we're not the best at troubleshooting. If I had to put a term on it, we're not the best at that.
I just received an email, Doug. I don't know why, but hi, Tim. The Kraken will not skate this morning, but will hold media availability at approximately 11:35 at the below address.
Okay.
So if you want to participate in the Zoom call with the Kraken, it's at 11:30 now.
Are they out of Seattle?
That's correct. That's the franchise in Seattle.
texting into Mitch in the morning.
Oh, well, I remember
here,
Pride
they
Joe.
They are here tonight.
I forgot Pride Joe was able to do interviews.
I know. He would
shows.
Step out in the middle of the show, too. I mean, Iggy steps out to smoke. Producer Joe would step out to go on Mitch in the Morning in Seattle.
He sure did.
And I want it to be known that if any NBA show wants to get me on during the show, I'm more than happy to join you.
You wow. would? You'd leave us right in the middle of the show?
Not leave you guys, but like if they wanted a quick hit, like a 10-minute hit, I'm more than happy to help out.
There were two shows I went on regularly. Joe gets all the credit, but I was on Mitch in the Morning more than he was.
Wow. Here we go.
And there it is.
And
you couldn't stand it that someone else got a little bit of attention.
And I was on Bobby Kemp's show quite a bit.
Doug, Bobby Kemp.
Kemper.
Out of Arizona.
For what purpose?
Well, he'd want to talk Cardinals or he'd want to talk Rams. And he loved getting me on to talk Rams because all I did was trash him. That's back when they were really bad.
Ew. Today, I'm excited to share with you a conversation I conducted with Frank Frangie. I'd
like to hear it.
And never on Frank's show. But I'm sure that's what Bobby Frank Kemp's audience. Frangie. I was like the Frank Frangie of Bobby Kemp's show.
Probably. Listeners in that market probably said, Iggy? Why would you interview Iggy? You got an NFL expert in St. Louis named Iggy Strode? Who the hell is that?
His producer, Angel, would call me.
SGO Angel?
Angel.
Jinx Coke.
And would say that people love when you come on. Our listeners love the way you just speak your mind and trash your organization over there.
Okay, you're a big hit in that market as well.
Yeah.
World's most interesting man.
Doug Stratum's a big hit in this market, the St. Yeah. Louis metropolitan area market. StratumRepair.com. Looks like we have some rain out there today, Iggy. Are you expecting heavy amounts of precipitation over the next few days? A lot of people keeping their eyes on tomorrow night and Saturday for snow.
Well, don't worry about Saturday. I mean, a dusting.
It's a 80, dusting.
80%. I would like to see what your app has gone down to.
Let me see.
80%?
It was 80 yesterday.
What it's still at 80%.
Well, you better change it.
One of the guys on TV last night were saying it's going
to
snow.
What are they saying as far as accumulation, Doug?
Well, yeah,
2 to 12, 1 was, to 7.
No, it wasn't a lot.
Yeah, I said a dusting.
Iggy's firm on this. He sees it.
Okay.
And today's just going to be a light drizzle off and on.
Now, it says 90% chance of precipitation today, but that doesn't mean that it's heavy, Doug. Oh,
well, I'll give it 100% because it's raining now.
There it is. Wow.
It is?
You're not going to get that anywhere else, this broadcast.
Idiots, 90%. It's raining now. So that's 100%.
Dress them down.
So, yeah, it's going to be like this, but it's going to reach around 50, so there'll be no chance of it icing over.
So you're not concerned about blizzard conditions?
Oh, hell no.
Saturday?
No.
Well, don't get mad about the forecast.
It's going to be... Well, the word blizzard.
That's the word that really stuck in your craw.
Yeah, because I'm saying dusting.
Okay.
If that.
Maybe nothing.
I could just pick, Anna Marie's going to have this baby, Doug, at any moment. And I could see like, oh, it's time. Mm-hmm. And now we're navigating through a blizzard. And I deliver the baby right in front of the Chick-fil-A on Manchester.
And I'll feel so bad that. No, Iggy said a dusting. We're fine.
Anna
have the baby on Saturday, and then Saturday get in there,
traffic,
there's
bumper to bumper.
12 inches of snow on the
blaming
car.
Blaming the Strode cast.
Tim's giving a home birth. Damn it, Iggy.
Think you could do that if someone was giving birth? You think you could stand right there and make that happen?
I took care of something that Dotem birthed one time.
Oh, gosh.
I think I could deal with... like the placenta and all that other stuff. I just would be worried that I'm like doing the technique wrong. I think that I would worry about getting the baby out. I don't know if like it would be like a horror story for me. I would worry about, you know, getting it out in one piece.
Does it matter where you cut it?
Well, it needs to be on the umbilical cord.
Yes. Nice.
Because I wouldn't know where to cut it. I mean, cut it here, where do you cut it?
Yeah, when I'm cutting red roses, you know, when I get them for Madison, you do the sideways cut.
Sure, a little angle to it, yeah.
Now, is it the same with
I wouldn't think it would matter.
Hmm.
Yeah, I couldn't watch that.
I wouldn't mind
Even
it.
If it was my wife, I couldn't watch that.
Oh, I did. I watched three of them. I just wonder if you think you could pull it off.
Well, if you saw the head coming out, all you say is push.
As long as it's the head coming out, and then you'd have problems if they were breached.
Yeah. Were all three births the same?
No, one was a C-section.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then you see the entire inner organs and everything.
Oof.
I think
how was that?
Yeah, that was fine. That was fine. I think it either gets you or it doesn't, and to me it doesn't bother me.
I think I would, if I was pregnant giving birth, I would poop. I feel
I
like
beg
that.
Your pardon.
Because I read a lot about it.
It doesn't come out there.
Well, I know, but like the pressure of you pushing the baby out, from what I read, I don't know if it's 60 or 70% of females do poop on the delivery bed because of, like I said, the amount of pushing you are doing. Yeah. You're not used to that. So your body inherently thinks you're trying to take a poop.
Really makes you glad you're a boy during that.
100%. Yeah. Just 100%.
Yeah.
Text inbox makes me glad I'm a boy, too. Mm-hmm. It's Stratum Structural Systems. Oh, they are online at stratumrepair.com. Think local. Think Stratum. 314-620-8153. The reason I bring up the Strodecast is if you are dealing with some waterproofing issues, and we do have some precipitation today and in the forecast on Saturday, make sure that you get it taken care of with Matt Ford and Brett Groman at Stratum Structural Systems. 314-620-8153. We had that issue. They took care of it in one afternoon. It was over. It went from a huge headache to something we don't even think about anymore. And that's why I recommend Stratum to our audience. 314-620-8153. Or go online at stratumrepair.com. When you call them, let them know you are a Ryan Kelly Morning After listener, and you get $100 off your repair project with Stratum Structural Systems. Online at stratumrepair.com. They're in Chesterfield, Missouri, and they are in Columbia, Illinois. Fistful of Bourbon, utilizing knowledge learned from the longest-serving malt master in the history of whiskey. Our master blender has married five straight bourbons in one beautiful bottle. Flavors of honey, creamy vanilla, and the delicate light spices of cinnamon and nutmeg will invade our mouth hole. It will always taste damn fine neat and make one hell of a cocktail. It ain't just a bourbon. It's a damn fistful. Imported by William Grant & Sons in New York, New York. Don't be a damn fool. Enjoy it responsibly. How are things looking on the phone line situation? Mark Hanna's active in the YouTube chat, I see.
Right. I've been texting with him. He's going to come on tomorrow once we get this all straightened out.
Yeah.
He says, no worries.
I would have recommended Mark take a rain check. We'll get him on.
Mark's the best in the business, so he understands that this operation sometimes struggles with some of the simpler tasks, such as getting people on the phone line.
Yeah, the listeners are really... You can kind of feel it. I'm not looking at any text line or YouTube. You can just feel that they're not happy.
Having said that,
it's been 18 years.
Yeah. I'm going to be taking a long look in the mirror today and asking myself.
You're going to blame yourself. Craig's back
questions.
In.
I'm just going to ask myself the tough questions.
What questions are you going to ask yourself, Jackson?
You know, how can you be better? What are you doing wrong? How can we improve ourselves?
You're not a technician.
Yeah, the answer to that is not going to lie with this show. But what I can say for Craig, we do have tartlets and eclairs.
Oh, yeah. While you're in here, Craig, we have some tartlets to thank you for your service in the repair industry.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So come on in anytime. You can check out Jackson's Wares at InsideSTLShop.com. 50% clearance sale is going on right now. Get some of those lovely wares. And I guess we'll create some new stuff.
Yeah.
And we're going to be doing business with a new place, Iggy's Guy, right? Is that the deal?
Who's Iggy's Guy?
Mike Flanagan. I've known Mike for a long time.
Oh, that's right, the Orioles.
Yeah, we've done a lot of bowling stuff together. Yeah.
He also, I think he's a film director as well.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Him and Kim living down in Salt Lake City. And I love when he posts pictures.
Would you say down in Salt Lake
City? I'd say out west there. In Salt Lake City.
I like when he posts pictures when it snows. He lives right by a huge mountain. So like in the backyard, you can just see this huge mountain range. Kind of cool.
Is it right in his backyard, or is it just so large that it looks like? Yeah. So you're in Seattle, and if you don't have rain, you see Mount Rainier, and it looks like it's right there in Seattle, but it's way far away.
Yeah. Well, this is in Utah. It's just, I mean, it's not like in his backyard. He can't like go down.
Can't walk into the mountain.
Can't go into steps and start mountain climbing.
Right.
But it just looks like it is.
Yeah.
It's cool. I love mountains. I just wouldn't want to live in a place that's that cold.
No.
Mike Flanagan directed Dr. Sleep, the sequel to The Shining.
Good or bad?
Good. Mm. Both The Shining and Dr. Sleep.
Yeah.
That's not the same Mike.
Craig has left the studio. I don't know if it has been fixed or not. Is Lisa Ann on tomorrow? Or is that going to be a couple weeks? I know you said she might be.
No, she's done with the fantasy, but she said the new book is out, so she wanted to come on in a couple weeks just to talk about the book and say hi. So probably, I think next week she'll come on.
Sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, don't forget to give me your... I get a DM her. I always DM her.
Just do it right now.
Okay.
Lisa Ann is a big porn star.
That's a hot take.
That was Frank Opinion.
It was.
Where is he now? Is he around anymore?
Retired.
Probably enjoying not being on
West Palm, probably.
I would assume.
He retired.
Speaking of anal prep, I got some fire blowing Viagra tomorrow night's gape sesh with Jackson's Hole. I'll go all night, so clean out your tank, you toilet pig. That's the recovering alcoholic from Belleville and Webster Grove.
That's another t-shirt. Oh. Toilet pig.
It isn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Is my hole filled? Did I read in the Jewish Light that this establishment has the sexiest steak fries this side of the Merrimack River? I'll take two orders and bring me a side of those tartlets that have been freshly scooped from my father-in-law's runny diaper dippins.
No.
Oh, you don't think these fries are that good? You think these spuds could use a bit more seasoning, do you, you vile boy? Let's head to the bathroom where we can find the daintiest boy sitting reverse cowgirl on the turlet, where we will hold each fry under the chocolate fondue fountain so as to sop each one in the hot brown gravy that is being filtered through that boy's dense butt thicket.
Treat me like
a dog with your log, Doug. That's from QX for boy 19.
QX for boy 19 just got himself suspended. Got himself suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name will go into the leather-bound suspension logule.
My mom started writing about fries.
What was the last line? What was the tagline?
Treat me like a dog with your log, Doug.
Love it.
I didn't love it that much. In fact, I suspended him.
Motivation Thursday, your stepdad playing hard to get. Never forget Lyle Lovett married a Julia Roberts. Stay consistent, stay grinding, achieve a hole. Thanks, that's from Rocchio's Guma.
Rocchio's Guma, not Gumar, but Guma.
That's correct. Morning, boys. Whatever happened to that segment called Ask Lawrence? You know, the one where Timmy Walters would ask elaborately complicated and erotic questions so Larry could give an inaudible one-sentence answer. You want sketches and bits? Well, here is a great idea. Start a new segment where audience members ask questions to Iggy and Plowsy. Here's the catch. The questions must be about space exploration and or technology. I'm sure the audience would love to hear wildly inaccurate answers to simple science questions each week. Answers like this real sentence that Senior Scallop said out loud on radio. Helium? Isn't that the stuff they use in hot air balloons? And who could forget his latest big brain moment when he said, just call the internet. I can picture the plow cracking, giving a science answer as hot as his Bill Russell take. Something along the lines of electricity is overrated. And YouTube would give us the ability to watch Ken and Darren's faces as they realized they should have paid more attention in school. You could even call this segment something catchy like Ask Strode and the Canton Chode. Thanks. That's from the JV Golf Coach.
Oh, JV Golf Coach.
You sell it. I'm good.
And finally, morning, gentlemen. Every man needs a code, a lighthouse to guide you home when you're unable to see through the fog of morality. Like, for example, my good friend Marge over there in Jamaica, who was the house mom for the Nutter Floaters. I wouldn't allow myself to have sex with her. We're just too close. I wouldn't want to ruin the sanctity of that relationship. But you give me a married woman from the fan page who is willing to flip the bill for an oversauced 12-pound catfish at a restaurant Tim loves, and then we post it online? Well, absolutely. That's right up my alley. I'm not sure anyone can fault me there. Now, Jim and Kevin, my buddies from the Camp Cholesterol by way of Arkansas, not a chance. Even when Kevin was down at the slop trough for his morning feeding.
Oh.
I just couldn't picture myself having sex with Jim. Yeah, he's a great guy, and we're both straight. But when we both asked each other why we had never hooked up, we couldn't put our fingers on it. Just too good of buddies, I guess. But late night Snapchatting a married woman from the fan page with Gerber baby food spread across my chapped lips as a menthol slowly burns on my chest. That's a 10-4, good buddy. I don't see anything wrong with that. But then you got my ear doctor from Negril. There's no way in hell I'm willing to cross that line with the good doctor. But sure, you give me a buoyant fat sporting the most delicate Caesar haircut with a willing mouth and a hot tub or two 30-year-old male owners of a trendy outdoor apparel brand from St. Louis 50 years ago. You bet your ass I'm hitting that. Like I said, a code, a lighthouse. That's from Vishnu and Randy Character. These boners aren't going to take care of themselves, kiddo.
Vishnu,
that's what we have for a sponsored Design Air Heating and Cooling email today segment.
Sponsored, and they're okay with this talk.
Buoyant.
Well, I had a check mark by JV Golf Coach, but I think I'm going to have to scratch that out and give it to Vishnu and Randy Character.
Yeah, I had JV Golf Coach because I'm self-deprecating. You can make fun of me. It doesn't bother me. I thought it was funny, but yeah, Vishnu came through.
Vishnu and Randy Character have yet another win in the month of January. Now 4
for Vishnu and Randy character, Glenn Gary, Glenn Gape, Timmy Tom Tom, Brian Henschen, and the JV golf coach, all with wins. But Doug, this just might be Vishnu and Randy characters month.
Feels like it. Feels, and they're new.
Yeah.
You know, Vishnu
new emailers
moved out of the Nooning Tree subdivision, and now he's gotten somewhere where he can really write.
Living with Randy character.
Yeah, the creative side of him has really come out now that he's out of Nooning Tree.
It's time for us to shut it down. Balloon Party is coming up in 7 minutes on 101 ESPN. Dan McLaughlin, our guest on today's presentation. And don't forget, you can text in there, 65780. Just a different kind of feel to the texts there. And maybe Larry Nickel has left his mic drop. You can do that via the 101 ESPN app and just record. And maybe Tunnels will leave one.
And you'll be on the Riz Show tomorrow.
And I'll be on the Riz Show at 6:30, yeah. And you're going to be on with Learn this afternoon.
No, I was just kidding with that. Oh. But, I like that. You know, you got to help out the struggling show, so.
It's struggling?
Well, it's got like a 25 share, so one out of four radios in St. Louis are listening to it.
It is one of the best shows on radio. I was just kidding.
So, Doug, are you about to go reheat the...
I am. Yeah, scallops.
This could cause hashtag radio wars.
But what kind of scallops was this? Scallops Benedict?
Well, I left the holiday sauce off of yours. I don't know if you want it or not.
No, so I just, prefer it not to.
Yeah, yours are just plain scallops.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So that's coming up after the show. We'll get an update on that to see how that plays out in the kitchen. Time for us to shut it down for the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, Virgin Pringle, Sauce Boss, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2 FM, The Potted Plant, TMASTL, and on YouTube at youtube.com/TMASTL.